Our critic at large, John Powers, recently came across an English writer of novels about World War I and II that are popular in England. John was surprised that these books by Derek Robinson could show him so much about the experience of war.
A few months ago, I stumbled across a 1971 novel called Goshawk Squadron by Derek Robinson, which is about English pilots in World War I. Now, I've never been a war fiction nut, and what I know about flyers on the Western Front came largely from Snoopy's battles with the Red Baron. But I started the book and was instantly hooked. It was funny, exciting, and powerful. It captured the way that war devours young life. I passed the book on to friends, who in turn passed it on to their husbands and wives, and everyone loved it. And they kept asking, "Who is this Derek Robinson, and how come we've never heard of him?" The who is simple to answer. A 75-year-old Englishman, Robinson flew jets in the Royal Air Force, went to Cambridge, and worked as an advertising man. Eventually, he wound up writing books about rugby, cheery thrillers in the Ross Thomas vein, and best of all, hugely addictive novels about wartime aviators, with titles like Damned Good Show and A Good Clean Fight. I suspect the reason why his work is so little known here is that it's been caught in a no-man's land between genre fiction and so-called literary fiction. In fact, his best books, Goshawk Squadron and the epic Piece of Cake, make him the equal of celebrated British writers like Martin Amis and Julian Barnes. Robinson's war novels are set in different times and places, above the lines in World War I France, over bombing targets in Nazi Germany, aloft in the heat-dazzled North African sky. But the same story keeps unfolding. We meet a bunch of pilots, some brave, some stupid, some fearful, some mean, who fly and die violently. And they're replaced by more pilots who also fly and die violently. It sounds repetitive, but that's what happened. Entire squadrons would have to be replenished in a matter of weeks. All this would be unbearably grim, except for two things. First, Robinson is a thrillingly good descriptive writer who makes you feel what it's like to fly, to take off in a rickety bomber, engage in a dogfight, dodge neon-bright flak, or plunge helplessly toward terra firma. At the same time, he can make you laugh. His books contain some of the best comic scenes in contemporary fiction, and some of the funniest dialogue. Fending off death with wisecracks, his characters talk in a patois every bit as sharp as anything in Elmore Leonard. But unlike Leonard, Robinson's books don't feature indestructible heroes who invariably win. In fact, what's shocking about a novel like Piece of Cake, which ends with the Battle of Britain, is that it captures the cruel randomness of war. Robinson shows us that there were lots of ways for a pilot to die. Inexperience, bad equipment, pilot error, a more skillful foe, a bungling commander, or plain bad luck. Which means that nobody is ever safe. From moment to moment, page to page, his books never let you know in advance who's going to get killed. It could be the guy you think is the main character. Suddenly, radically, he's gone. Or it could be the raw recruit who you think is bound to last a few pages after being introduced. Kaboom, he's history. And Robinson never falls into the sentimental cliché of endowing his characters' deaths with some grand moral, intellectual, or patriotic meaning. You may recall that at the end of Saving Private Ryan, the dying Tom Hanks tells Matt Damon to earn this. Nothing remotely like that happens anywhere in Robinson. For all the pilot's courage, no overarching truth is ever revealed by any individual's death, except perhaps the darkest one. In the great machinery of war, the individual means nothing. Now, Robinson is not a pacifist, nor does he think that Britain was wrong to fight against Hitler. But without ever being cynical, his books brilliantly debunk the great myths of war that never seem to go away. He shows us that far from being the well-planned and well-organized activity we hear about in the media, they're always an unpredictable mess, what one British officer calls more and more cock-ups. More humanely, he also reminds us that we shouldn't fall into the civilian's comfortable belief that soldiers are heroes, a glamorizing cliché which lets us sugarcoat their actual flesh and blood sacrifice. Robinson's books are not new, and they focus on battles that took place decades ago, so you may wonder why I'm talking about him now. Well, our own country is involved in a conflict that's gone on longer than the one known as the Great War. And no matter how you may stand on the invasion of Iraq, Robinson will teach you things you probably don't know about what it actually means to fight in a war.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.